Okay. So if we get up to
last year was Tess.
H. Tess. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Okay. They're up to the Rashi on Daf Tess, in the Rav's Shurim. Rashi, Rav Ishi Gavoa. So, Rashi, here on Daf Beis, he goes off in a quite a lengthy tangent, because the Gemara is just quoting a simple thing about if the beam at the entrance to the mavri, to the alley, is more than 20 yamas high, you have to put it down. Rashi goes into a long discussion here about what this whole thing is all about. So Rashi could have just said simply, if you have three walls, Rabbanan made a takana on the fourth side to put up a beam. But Rashi goes into a bigger discussion. Rashi writes like this. Zeh lashon Rashi mavui shusasu mishalas dadim. A mavui has three sides which are closed off, right? Rosho patuach l'shusarabim, and the entrance to that mavui, that alley, is by the shusarabim. For chatzeros psuchas lo, and also furthermore, there are all kinds of courtyards which open up into this. Into this alley. Harei Rishus HaYochid. So basically, because of the three walls, it's a Rishus HaYochid. Okay, so Rashi agrees here with the Raivit that three walls already make a Rishus HaYochid of the Torah, not like the Rambam who said that you need four walls. Rashi just says you need three. Fine. And then he goes on, he says like this, V'tzrichu boshit. First of all, the Rabbanan wanted all these different courtyards to join together with food. All these different courtyards, which are basically different dwelling areas, but they open up into a common exit and entrance in the Mavui. So in a certain way, it looks like a Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim, kind of this, looks like separate communities. So in order for the communities to be considered one community, so we require shittuf, we require a loaf of bread or wine to connect all the people who dwell there, all the residents. Good. So that's one thing. Fi shein lo mechitza revias, and because this alley doesn't have a fourth wall, for kavuf hutik lios dama l'shus rabim. And it looks like part of the street. Hitzvichu heka berosho. They wanted you to make some kind of mark, something people would notice. Hapesuach l'shusavam at the entrance to the street. And they said, Olechi zakuf, we'll make a pole. O kora, we'll make a beam. Mikota l'kota. Vim gavo akom es from amma yimoyt. If it's more than 20 amas, yashba, you should put it down. So we don't know why Rashi goes off on this whole discussion about putting bread and wine for all the different residents of the different chatzeros, or the different courtyards. That's nothing to do with what the Gemara is discussing. The Gemara is discussing the fourth side needs a beam. That beam should be less than 20 amos high. Why did Rashi go off into this discussion that besides that, there's another requirement that you have to have common food for all the different residents in the different courtyards. Okay. So that's what the Rav is going to discuss here. Hemshech Hadin Shel Rashi, this long discussion in Rashi, talking about the din of connecting different communities for food. the takana is lechi v'kol. Doesn't seem to be connected to the takana to have a pole or a beam. Shvah mishnah shebesugya oseket rak b'shira kol, because the mishnah which the gemara is quoting is talking about the height of the beam. V'chein kosher lama herich Rashi levayer dino shel eruv chatzeres. Why did Rashi spend time going off into this discussion of connecting the different courtyards through common food? So it seems Shirashi Sove Sheetzem Hatakono Shalkor Vishal Eruv Chatzeros Takona Achas Hein Beheta Hamavuot Einon Takonos Nifrodos La'atzma. Hadovaton, Rashi seems to connect two different takanos into one takana. In other words, they made a single takana. They made a takana to put food for all the different communities which empty into this alley and use the alley as a thoroughfare. So all these communities have to become combined into one big community through a common meal. And then there's another din to fix the front of the alley with a beam or a pole. But really, it's one takana. They wanted people to be able to walk from their houses through the courtyards out into the alley, out into the street, and be able to carry in this common area in the courtyards and in the alley. So they created a double requirement. But it's really one takana with a double requirement, the requirement of food to combine the residents into a single community, and then another takana to fix the front of the alley with a beam. So he wants to go into this even further. V'neyesh la'ayin b'din takonaos hakov eruv chatzeros. So you have the question we want to discuss about the beam and also the food. Ki nitan lahavin Yisod Yisura Hatiltul B'mavi B'liyeh or B'mavi B'liyeh Kora B'achas Mishnei Jorim. You can always, let's say he wouldn't make the beam. Let's say they wouldn't make the food. So then it's prohibited to carry. Even according to the Torah, you're in a Rishus HaYachid. You have three walls. You could carry, but Rabbanan prohibited carrying from the houses out into this street, the common street, without the double fix. So let's say he didn't fix it. So you can say, Yesh lo ma'alef, shesureim isim melocha b'kamalus. Klom yisure otzom, mishus l'shus midrabbonon. You could say that if he doesn't fix it, if the people don't fix their area and with the way the Rabbanim want you to do it, and they carry from their houses out into the courtyards, out into the alley, Torah says it's okay. But the Rabbanon said it's not okay, and if you do it, you did a melacha the Rabbanon. It's like carrying in a kamalus, which you're not allowed to carry in the Rabbanon. Did a melacha. Beis, or you could say, shesureim hem yisurei tiltul miyuchadim. These are prohibitions to carry, but they're special prohibitions. Einon yisurei meleches hotzor. It's not called doing a melacha of carrying mid Rabbanon. Okay, so this is a classical, we call hakir, a classical problem. Whenever you have a takana d'rabbanon on Shabbos, not to do something, is it that if you do it, what they said not to do, are you doing a malacha d'rabbanon? It's like in one of the 39 malachas, so it's very severe, or it's just a different issa. You're not, the rabbanon say respect Shabbos and don't do this or do that. So it's a type of covered Shabbos, but it's not really malacha if he doesn't follow their din. So when someone, let's say, will carry from his house and they never made the food, so is that going to be called the Medina Melacha of carrying one of the 39 Melachas, which is a Issa Hotzah, or is it nothing, a different this? Or let's say they never put the beam on the fourth side and he carried. Did they do Melacha Medu Abbanon? We just did a nisa drabbana, not a malach.
So just to clarify, the first shot is that just carrying from rishus from this from the karmelis to whichever rishus is going to is Asuddha Rabbanan for Hotsaha. Then the second case, he's saying, no, it's putting the thing onto the karmas or taking it off is not considered Hotsaha Durabhanan, since I guess you could say karmalis is like...
The thing is, if it's a regular karmalis, when we say the word karmalis, we usually mean malacha. So on the other side of the question, we wouldn't use the word karmalis. We would say it's an isser. Uses the word tiltil. It's an isser of moving things around in this makam.
But it doesn't have the din of hotzah.
Right.
For whatever reason, it's not.
Right. It's not hotzah.
Okay.
That's the question. So he has a very interesting source to decide the question. He says, "Mistaber sheyesh lachriya sheila zu mipisko shela ramba." But solas kisve hakodesh the Shabbos minat leikus. So there's a Rambam. There's a discussion about this in the Gemara Shabbos. Let's say a fire breaks out on Shabbos, and you want to save holy scriptures like a Sefer Torah or something. But the only way to do it is by carrying it out into the street. So if the shul is a Rishus HaYachid and the street is a Rishus HaRabim, it's a Malacha Deraisa. You can't do a Malacha Deraisa, which is a Chiyuv Kareis and Skila, in order to save a Sefer Torah. So you were not allowed to do that. But let's say you want to carry it from the shul into the courtyard or into the alley, and those things were not fixed with the Eruv, which means the food, that they weren't fixed with the Korah, with the beam. So there's an Issur Rabbanan to carry there. So can he do it to save Kisvei Kodesh? Zeh Lashon HaRambam, Perchav Gimel Meshavet HaChavav, Mutter Lahasel Kol Kisvei HaKodesh, Sheyesh B'chotzer L'chotzer Acheres Shebo'oto HaMavui, Afal Pi Shelo Irvu. He says you can do it if they didn't make the Eruv, if they didn't put the food there. However, you do need three walls and a pole on the fourth side. So the Rambam splits. He says that the Rabbanan, it's based on a discussion in the Gemara on Shabbos, says the Rabbanan allowed saving Kisvei Kodesh into a place without an Eruv, means you didn't pass it up the food properly, but they did not allow it into a mavui without the korah, without a lechi, without a fourth sign.
So Rambam makes it sound like the two different dinim.
Exactly. It sounds like the one with the
Is this how the Chachamim discuss, or just the Rambam asking?
He took it from a Gemara.
Okay.
So the psak is that apparently it's a much more strict prohibition to go carry out into the three-sided alley without the beam, without the pole. That's stricter. However, if it has all the walls that it needs, just doesn't have the Eruv, then you can. Yes?
So like Rambam's shot makes sense, and that's what I'm saying from the beginning, because when you're talking about a mavoi, that's really between, like, you know, kind of concerning for Isser Deraisa, right? You know, going through Shur Rabbit, whereas by the Eruv Chatzeres, it's really just between Rishudiyachid, which is Isser Derabban. So how could Rashi equate the two as a single one? Unless he's saying that the entire thing, unless he says according to this shot of the case of the Kivat Kodesh, that you need both to be, like, you'd be more.
Yeah, right. That's where it's starting off with that approach, that according to the Rambam, they're two different things. One is make it a real Rishus HaYachid, otherwise you're carrying in a karmelis. That would be the fourth side, and that's very strict, because if you don't have that fix, you did a malacha, and therefore they won't allow you to do that to save the Kisvei Kodesh. However, if you have all the four sides taken care of, but now you need between the different chatzeres, everything's Rishus HaYachid, now it's just a different question of getting a common eruv, a food that's not a nisav a malacha. So that's a lighter prohibition, and that they did allow the Rabbanon to save Kisra HaKadosh. That would be fine. According to the Rambam, would be two different kinds of Yisurim.
So what is Rashi by this Gemara? What does he say? Does he agree?
So that the Rabbi's going to have a big problem as he goes through this with the Rashi.
Because Rashi would have to say, according to his previous shot, that he would need both Maboy and an Eruv for him to carry for the Kidya HaKadosh.
That's what I would seem so. So let's see. So now he's just going to explain the Rambam. So the Rambam is very easy. Rambam Matir had Solas Kisri HaKodesh L'chotze B'li Eruv Avu Osa had Salatam L'mavri B'li Lechi V'kora. He permits it without an Avamavri without an Eruv. He prohibits it to save the HaKodesh Kisri HaKodesh and a Mavri without a Lechi. Tzorchim B'soda Chiluk Nirush, Rambam Sover, Rambam feels she esh tachalek bein hu isser lehotzi lechotze b'li eruv bein hu isser lehotzi lemavi b'li kori. Obviously distinguishes between the prohibition of carrying into the courtyard without the eruv and the prohibition of carrying it out to the alley without the beam. That, though his opinion is, do isser lehotzi lechotze b'li eruv, to carry, we have all the sides covered with four sides. However, your problem is no Eruv. They never made the food. And then Issa Malachas Hotzah Midabonan. It's not called Malach of carrying Hotzah from the Rabbanan. Elisa Tilda is just a special Aveira. But it's not an Aveira of doing a Malach. Latzolas Kisri HaKodesh Hitiru Chachamim Misazeh. So to save Holy Scriptures, the rabbis permitted this violation. However, in contradistinction, but to carry the Sefer Torah into that alley without a beam, that would be a real malacha d'rabbanan. You're not going to allow you to do malacha d'rabbanan to save Kisra HaKadosh. Rambam kefiya nireh Azili Shitato, and now the Rambam is being consistent with his other opinion, which we mentioned. Shehakora sotemet et haruach avuis shalom avu midrabanon. The Korah creates a fourth wall. B'li HaKorah chaserot abba mechitzot hamakifot. Without that Korah, you don't have four walls which surround the area. Matirot v'shus ayochet, which makes shus ayochet permitted. Havikamolus. V'chein b'mavu b'li Korah. There's a movie without a Korah. Kayim isa malachas hotzah medabonon lekamus. Shonehu isa hatilta lechotza below Eiv. When you carry to a chotza without an Eiv, it's a different prohibition. Kan misba machitas hachotza hushon. Here you have a full amount of walls. You have four sides, four barriers surrounding the area. But you didn't make the food. Special prohibition to carry there. It's not called doing a malacha. You can carry the Kisra Kodesh to the place without the Erev. It's not a Nis of Malacha. Avalola Mokam B'li Korah Da'av Nis of Malacha Sotzah. It's very good. Rambam is very good. Two different kinds of Yisur.
And Rashi would suggest, is it that we're learning two things from one? Or there are two, you need to have two to have the one?
Good question. Good point. Okay, so he continues exactly with what you said. L'chorin would seem, at first blush, cholek Rashi on Yisod Zeh. It seems that Rashi argues with this idea. Ki hu mashre, because he has equated takona takora, the takona ta'erev. He put together in the same discussion, and so it seems to equate the requirement of the beam and the requirement of the erev. Yotzer for the day, it seems, according to him, yesh b'shteyen, you could say both of them are just special prohibitions, and it doesn't have a din of a malacha. Maybe they both have a din of a malacha, but it seems it's one particular single type of prohibition in both, but two manifestations of the same single prohibition. However, this perish is not acceptable. The Rambam didn't invent his distinction about saving the Sefer Torah into this area but not that area. He's quoting a Gemara. It's a Mishnah, right? So how can Rashi go against this?
Could we take a look at the Rashi
over there? Yeah, I think we should. Bring a Gemara of Shabbos in from the base. Let's take a look. Let's see what Rashi says.
Rambam say by this case, even if it's just something without the Erev Chatzeres, and she sealed it with the Shinoi?
Oh. I don't know, to check that Gemara there, they allow Shinoi. Shinoi probably isn't as a Malacha Drabonon.
What?
Do something with a Shinoi probably isn't as of a Malacha.
Unless you're doing it like the Bar's Ayin, I guess.
Maybe that's okay. Yeah. Let's take a look here. Kuf Yud Zayin. Actually, the Gemara is not as clear as the Rav makes it sound. The Gemara says, clearly says you need one lechi. Without a lechi, you're not allowed to do it. The Gemara doesn't really discuss, at least not here, if you have all the four lechayim, you didn't make the Erev. It seems that you could. That's the chiddush. Thank you. seems from the Gemara, like the Rambam's Psak, it seems that the Gemara is just worrying about the Lechi. It's not worrying about the Eruv. I don't know. I'm not so sure that you couldn't squeeze this difference that maybe according to Rashi, but it says in the Gemara you need the three walls and the lechi, or the poles and the beam, maybe you need an eruv also. It's not a black and white. It's a pretty strong indication that you don't need the Eruv.
According to Rashi.
According to Rashi also. It seems so. From the way the Gemara reads. It's not black and white, but it seems so.
Is that what the Rav's taking up here, though? Is this issue that, like, just because Rashi says there that they're the same thing, you would assume here by Shabbat that Rashi would have to say, but since he doesn't say that you need both, that you don't need the Eruv Chatzeres, that this is how he's reading it.
Yeah, he's assuming that the Rashi will read the Gemara by the Rambam, that you can save it into the area without the Eruv, but you can't take it into an area without the fourth sign.
So the Rav's just kind of clarifying this, how I mean, I would have thought for Rashi.
So then the way he thought Rashi was saying over here is going to have a problem, because he thought Rashi here was creating a single issa, both requirements, and the requirement for the food and the requirement for the fourth side. He thought it was, according to Rashi, either just a general issa or maybe melacha, but not the split. But from the way the Gemara pretty much reads, seems that you don't need the Eruv, you do need a fourth side. So then that would show, like the Rambam, that it's two different Averis. The lack of the fourth side is much more serious, it's a realis of a malacha, whereas the lack of the Eruv is not a malacha. And that's why there's a difference in saving Kisvei HaKodesh between this and that. That's how the Rav explains
the Rambam. Rashi comment over here?
And Rashi doesn't say anything over there. It doesn't really explain it.
But he would have us say that it's a malacha in both cases, or he would Rashi have us say?
Let's see how the Rav works it out. The Rav is going to try to work it out here. Okay, so now on the bottom of page Yud, on the right hand column, the very last column on the right, for Chayim Nivali. So therefore, because of the problem there, I'm going to say like this: Rashi Sover. Rashi will say, "Sh'af al pi shedine hakova v'ha'eruv miyusadim b'takana achas." Really, when they formulated the original requirement of a beam plus an eruv, there was a single takana, as Rashi says, to have both. Im kol ze, but nevertheless, yeshnan kan shtei alachot nifadot. Rashi will say that single takana created two different types of halacha. Shitato, she'etzem takana sakora noada lahach shel hamavui lanochas o'eruv. They made a takana to make a beam that will then make the area subject to the second thing, which is the eruv, the food. Takonat takora mahava chelim takonat eruv chatzeros. To make the beam is part of that single takona to also make an eruv. Yev shalishatu from ariv mavui ochotzer beheta eruv calls man sham mavui ochotzer putzim below sham lekamlas olushus rabim. You can't make an Eruv if your area is open to the street. By being open to the street, so what are these people creating? A community with food, but the streets open up. So the whole world is part of this community, so to speak. So therefore, you have to put something at the front of the Mavui to separate the Rishus HaRabim, the street, from the area of the Mavui. And then we can say that all the inhabitants are going to make an Eruv. Lefiko cheskinu chazal takonat lechi v'kova k'day listom et petach hamavui. They made this takonat to put the pole and the beam there to close up the front. Shal yidei kach nitan levnei achotzev hamavui lishtatuv beiruv. And the fact that you closed up the front now allows you to go to the second part of the takonat, which is to make a communal meal, an Eruv. Now, the Yaitz and Makach, and therefore, Afal Pish Chakorev Alechi, Cholim B'takonas Eruv, even though the beam and the pole are here to fix an Eruv, right? Shona Chalot Dina Medin Eruvas, but still, it turns into a different din. Cholot Chakorev Alechi, That beam, that pole, there to make the place of the alley better, more fit. Their din is to close off the fourth side, b'chalot machitza, to create a barrier. Ki b'lei akora halechi chasam minyan hamachitzot hamakav lahechsha amovi. Without that beam or pole, you don't have enough walls to fix that alley. You need a fourth side. Lefichach b'hotzah l'mavui b'likar v'lechi yeshno issa melechas hotzah midabon. So then it turns into an issa of carrying and doing melacha d'rabbanan. Ki b'li abba machitza, that the fourth wall, hamakom b'befinim nechshav l'poritz l'kamalas d'rabbanan, is considered an open space with the kamalas d'rabbanan. Shani dino shel'ev asma, but then once you have the four sides, the eruv is different. La'achas sheyeshnan abba machitza d'mabuchas hamavim, once you have four sides, ein isa hatiltul b'li eruv, isa melechas hotza. Now, once you have four sides and you're not a carrying without an Eruv, that's not a melacha of taking things out of it's a special Eruv. Eruv Noah the Hata is as if Eruv is coming to be matad the Eruv. La'atzolat kisve hakodesh, aval ein matzilan kisve hakodesh lemavi b'li lechi v'kora shein dochem isa melechas hotzol l'kamalis avur kitve hakodesh. In other words, he has to retreat the Rav from his original assumption that according to Rashi it's one single takana and one single halacha. No, Rashi will say it is one takana, but that takana had two parts. One part of the code was to actually take an area where there's a nisav of a malacha, the Rabbanan, and make a fourth side, and now it's a real shusayachet, the Rabbanan, and you avoid the nisav of a malacha. And then there's another part of the takana to put the food down, and without the food, it's a special issa, but it's not malacha. And that's why Kisvei HaKodesh, you're lenient as far as the lack of the Eruv, but we're not lenient when it lacks the fourth side. Yes.
So, I mean, I like this pshat. I think it reads well within the Gemara itself. This whole idea, and it's not necessarily that it's not one din, not one takana, it's that it's the mavo is a prerequisite for the other one, meaning that there's no reason for you to have an Eruv Chatzeres. There's really no Eruv Chatzeres without the mavo, right? So you're saying similar here. The Gemara says, you know, no sukkah, no spach, or no, you know, like you need the walls for that as well.
Right.
You know, so I feel like it does read in well, this shot.
Okay. Yeah. It's fine. I also think it reads okay. Yeah.
So before we thought that Rashi had one takana and one halacha of melacha, but now we say that yes, it's one takana, but we learn now two different halachos. One is a melacha, and one is a special gzera.
Exactly.
Which we allow them, we allow the person to be over.
Right.
If necessary.
Exactly. Correct. Okay, now he has another question. He's like he wants to press a point. Achyesh lahayir. Now he says I want to raise a question. Sort of, this is more like a little bit of a thinking question. Im chovat hakorah nuutza b'chovat ha'eruv. If you're putting up the beam in order to be able to make that eruv. He says, we know that every alley, even if it's a private, no one else lives there. So it's just a plain one person has an alley to the street, he has to put something on the fourth side. But if the whole takana of the fourth side was in order to enable neighbors to have a closed area and then make an Eruv, but this one person who's living here, and there's no other neighbors there, no other chatzeros, no other houses, it's his own private house. So why would he have to make a korah or a lechi? So he says, u'mistaber, but you know, it's not such a big question. It makes sense. Shachrei shekva tikun chazal, es hadin shalechi v'korah, yachadim takonat ha'eruv, nishtana hadin, basically, when Rabbanan made this takan of an Eruv, they also basically changed the definition of a Rishus Yochid and a Kamalus. They said that out of Lechi and a Korah, the alley can't have an Eruv. Why can't the alley have an Eruv? Because it's a Kamalus. It's a place you're not allowed to carry in. Therefore, it's not limited to an area of neighbors. Even a private alley Mukaf Yaday Shalosh Mechitzas, which has three walls, Nechshav Kamalus is considered a prohibited area to carry. Zakuk Lech Yakov Bepitcho Berosho.
So his the Yachad's house leads into an alley that it's opens to the street.
It's going to still need a fourth side, that beam or pole, because the Rabbanon already defined three sides as being not sufficient for carrying. So you call, and if you carry there, you did a malacha. So you can't say if there's a lot of neighbors, it's a malacha. But if there's only one person, it's not a malacha. The malacha is because it doesn't have a fourth side. So they already made it a universal thing that they need a fourth side to make it permitted to carry there. There shouldn't be malacha. So even a private single person alley would need a fourth side.
So let's say you have two buildings next to each other. Behind, from the back, it's sealed. You have two natural walls. Plus, I guess you have three natural walls. So, and if that, so he has a door coming out of the building towards the street, but there's no chatzar. There's right. No gate, rather.
There's no other people there, just him.
So in this case, he needs the fourth.
He has to fix the fourth
because
side.
It's a carmelis.
Right, exactly.
And so they're changing. They're saying even though they're changing. Also, you said the nature of the rishus yach. We would have thought that it's only one person. The property is more or less his.
Right.
So he wouldn't have to, but we're saying no, he has to.
Exactly.
And so to extend this, I don't know if it's really a question, but what if you have a driveway without a gate?
Same thing.
So you would have to have a gate.
If it has three sides, yeah, you have to.
Or you put up an area up top.
Exactly. Right. Yeah.
I would say Dafka, this person for sure would need one because like he's being almost regularly used to it, whereas everybody else is kind of maybe not necessarily always going through here. This one alley, you know, would be like, oh, I remember seeing it. But I guess I can see the other way as well.
Okay. Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay, great, guys. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll pick it up. 1:00, we'll go back into the Gemara. Okay, so this is, we're talking about, the name of this would be